Hello, you're listening to a Zen Studies Society podcast. To learn more about our community of Zen Buddhist practitioners, please visit zenstudies.org.
Thus, our 55th anniversary session here at New York Sendo Shoboji has begun. At sundown, just a few moments ago, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, 5784, began. Customarily, I would be in services in Syracuse for these next 2 days. But when Kokan asked me, Roshi, we would really like it if you could come and lead the 55th anniversary session. What could I say? Well, I could have said no. I could have said no. But I did say yes. And this is our practice, to say yes to whatever life requests. We can always find some justification, some reason, but it's very typical that we can weasel out of things, as you may have noticed. But that is not our practice. Years in this carriage house. Inspired by our founding teachers and ancestors. Some of you weren't even born when this place opened on September 15th, 1968. Raise your hand if you were not yet born. See, that's wonderful. Wonderful. This is what must happen. We have to get out of the way so that you can lead the way. This wonderful generation born after the opening of New York Zendo is setting your intention to live as bodhisattvas, to realize the Buddha's way, and to offer it to all beings without exception. You can feel the power in this room. You can feel the enthusiastic practice of generations of Dharma sisters and brothers. Now, how about you? Erect your spine. Commit to being completely still. You don't know how long you may have in this incarnation. Treasure every moment of this session. 12 years ago, on this day, the mother of our dear DBZ resident Sovereign passed away. It was 9 months into my first year as abbot. And now we are practicing without any boundaries between past, present, future. Here we are. Happy New Year.
This has been a Zen Study Society podcast. If you found it to be of interest, please consider making a donation by visiting zenstudies.org/donate. Thank you for listening.